providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, time for the second half of the KE Report. I have a very interesting woman on the line right now. Her name is Michelle Bailey. She's a Forbes Books author. The book is called The Currency of Gratitude. What we're going to talk about right now is why your business should practice gratitude, even in the midst of a crisis like we're in right now. And this COVID thing is one of the most serious experiences I've ever had in my life. Michelle, what do you mean when you talk about the currency of gratitude? Exactly what is that?
The currency of gratitude, Al, is about taking small gestures that impact business to create measurable results.
Okay.
Like money, currency has value. It's an exchange, and it's usually for the positive. That's why I titled my book, Currency of Gratitude.
You know, I can understand that. Now, it's very obvious to me that gratitude is linked to business growth, because I think the demand for a person's skill, or the demand, and that would be analogous with the demand for a person's product, if they like the people they're dealing with, if they feel comfortable with those people, they're going to buy from those people. They're going to utilize their services. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, Al. The way of getting the best business is through word of mouth, or what we call earned media.
You bet.
Because you understand, you're in business.
Yep.
You can get five times more growth in your business through word of mouth than any other form of advertising. And that, again, boils down to being grateful, gracious, kind, and empathetic to your clients and customers.
Yeah, you know, I've experienced that many, many times in my life. I ran my own consulting business for 40 years, but we're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about you. But I actually am very intrigued with what you have to say because of the way that I ran my business. I treated everybody fairly. I was friendly, et cetera, et cetera. I didn't even use written contracts, if you want to know the truth. And I never, ever, ever got stuck. Let me ask you this. For somebody who owns their own shop, as they say, how do you know if you have a good company culture, Michelle?
For me, it's very easy, Al. I walk into many organizations. As you know, I own several companies. And I walk into other companies and I see their values, mission, vision, and purpose on the wall. But what I read on the wall is not often what I see with the people with whom I'm dealing with. So when you have a grateful culture, it oozes from people. You sense it. You sense the graciousness and the gratitude, and that they are living the business's brand on purpose. And you can often see when it's not. And Al, I have to tell you, I have seen more brands off culture than on culture. So gratitude kind of changes the wheel of all of that, because when people know that you really care for them as a business owner or a business leader, they will show up and be their best self and do their best work for you, because they understand that you value them.
You know, one of the most interesting experiences I ever had is I was playing golf with a client at a very, very exclusive club down in Dallas, Texas, and my client was embarrassingly rude to the staff down at that golf club. And it ruined my entire day. I actually ruined my entire week. I just thought, how can this guy treat people this way? You know, one of the notes that your publicist sent me that I think is really interesting. Many leaders think there's no need to show gratitude for a job their employees are paid to do. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. That's why you really have to show the gratitude, because oftentimes your employees don't even want to come to work. If you want them to go the extra mile, they better know that you care, right?
Boy, Al, I love the fact that you brought that up without any prompting, because I will tell you what the stats are saying to us today, a year into this pandemic. 100% of employees are raising their hand and stating that they are burnt out. 80%.
Yep.
62% of individuals today currently are looking for a new job because they are unhappy and they are not feeling appreciated. And 33% of a person's salary goes into replacing them. Yep. So when you want to talk about return on investment, put your salary numbers in those stats, and you will see how simple gestures of appreciation, kindness, and gratitude go on to make sticky people stick to you and to your business. And that's what we all need right now
yep.
as we start looking and moving forward.
I have absolutely no disagreement. You know, I've got a couple of daughters who are pretty successful in their own right, well-educated, very, very successful. And I'll tell you, one of them, I don't know if I should mention the names of the companies, but let me just say, I'll go ahead and take a shot. One of them is a bit of an executive with a company called Lululemon, and another one has a very high-level position in a company called Sur La Table. I guarantee you, Michelle, these two gals will work above and beyond because they have so much respect for the higher-ups in their companies.
Wow, Al, so you've said it yourself. You see, those cultures and companies are known for appreciating people.
Yep.
And when you appreciate people, they will work for you 200%. They show up not from 9 to 5. They show up and they are present whenever they need to be present. This is all about appreciation, and what you give out comes back to you, and your daughters are examples of things that are coming back threefold.
They are very, very fortunate to be in the position that they're in. Now, I have a question for you, and this one is perhaps the basic question of this entire conversation. How did you get started in this deal, Michelle?
The gratitude deal started for me, Al, midway through my entrepreneurial journey, so about 12 years ago, when my firm was in the midst of a personal and professional crisis through business. My general manager at the time was arrested for embezzlement of company funds. And when he was arrested and I was left to pick up the pieces of my business, it was people who stepped in. It was vendors, it was suppliers, it was friends, it was peers. People from all walks of life stepped in to help me for 18 months until I could run my business again, clearly and with focus. So I realized a simple thank you wasn't enough.
No.
What I needed to do for these 100 people, give or take 10 people, is to let them know how they had impacted my life and changed me for the better. So I actually created 7 sentences, Al, that I wrote a note to each of these people, and basically the 7 sentences were, one word that describes you, you came into my life, you bring me joy by, you inspire me by, you contribute to my life, and I hope to add to our journey together, and I want to thank you for. And I wrote a note to each and every person and delivered it to them mostly face-to-face, and that extension of gratitude has forever changed not only me, but the relationships that I do have in my life.
Yep. Well, you sound like a very interesting woman. I mentioned to you at the onset of this conversation that we had off mic that I used to do a fair amount of public speaking in Toronto. I guarantee you I will be coming back to Toronto at some point in the relatively near future. And when I do, I'll buy an Italian dinner because I'm going to get your book. The book is entitled, I have it right here, The Currency of Gratitude. She's the president and CEO of The Blazing Group, which is a brand and culture agency. Michelle, it's been a sincere pleasure. Thank you.